Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in franchising, business, and high performance personal development. Today's guest most certainly goes without exception. She does probably one of the most important roles in all of franchising, as she directly supports, trains, and coaches franchise owners. Jillian Morris, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. It's most certainly a pleasure, and looking forward to really diving into your world and sharing with our audience what exactly you do day in, day out, because it is very important. So let's get started. So many times folks think about franchising and drive by a McDonald's or a Burger King and don't necessarily realize that a franchise could also be a fitness brand, a health and wellness brand, a home service brand. Franchising comes in so many different forms and really is an integral part of our everyday lives. So, Jillian, it isn't like folks raise their hand and say, hey, I'm going to study and prepare to join the world of franchising. Franchising oftentimes has a way of finding us. And so I am curious, how did franchising find you?
Great question. So I actually started with Massage Envy about 13 years ago, and I started as an esthetician. So I was on the service side of things. And then as my career grew, took different opportunities with management, and eventually became a regional manager over 4 locations. So I really kind of segued into kind of growing up and taking different positions within a franchise. So I looked to a franchise. I wanted to start working with a franchise because I thought it would give me more opportunities to grow and just really make a career out of it.
And so were you working for a franchise owner at that time?
I was. Yes. Our CEO here at Fitness Premier was the franchisee for the Massage Envies that I was working for.
Oh, it's incredible. So a little bit of history there.
Okay. Yes. Yep.
And it sounds like he was a multi-unit owner. You were saying five locations. Okay.
Yeah. So he had 4 locations. And then kind of as we segued out of that was really how my role kind of evolved here at Fitness Premier, because Fitness Premier was growing. He still had these locations as well as health clubs that he had.
Yeah, well, that's a great transition. Would you mind telling us about Fitness Premier, what the company is all about? Why is it such an exciting fitness company?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we primarily focus on more of the outlining communities. So more of a smaller atmosphere. And we really pride ourselves in having that community feel. When you walk into our gyms, we really want it to be non-intimidating, have that camaraderie and just a really good atmosphere. So we like to say the cheers effect, where you walk in, everyone knows your name. So that's really where our niche is, and just really finding a good market that has the people there that want to come in to our club. And then we also offer an array of services as far as classes, personal training. We have 2 different types of group training that we do for team training and then FitWave. So we have quite a variety, and we really have a big value to our membership. So we're not just cardio and free weights. There's a lot more that goes into our club.
I love how you said that cheer effect, right? You walk in, everybody knows you. clearly culture and people are at the center of the business model.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one place that's a big focus of ours, even with our corporate office here, within the club, within our staff, and then even down to our members. We really focus and strive on having just a really good, welcoming, positive culture. And that's huge to us. And it's very important.
So what is the founder's name? Would you mind sharing a little bit about him beyond what you have already and why he started Fitness Company?
Yeah. So his name is Jason Markowitz. He was an athlete growing up. He played football in college. So he really had that drive and the excitement and then just the motivation. He's definitely an entrepreneur. He's always looking to just increase and do better and just to keep going towards the best out there. So that's really, he started wiping down machines, cleaning in the gym, and now he's the CEO of Our Fitness Premieres.
Yeah, keep going and keep leveling up.
Yeah, exactly.
He's casting vision and breaking ceilings. And so it sounds like you're such an important part of the company. And I'm appreciative of your relationship from just kind of an outside perspective and just knowing how you two started together and ultimately are still working together. That's awesome. But where is the company going over the next 2 years?
Yeah, I think we would love to obviously keep growing and keep expanding. So currently, the majority of our locations are in Illinois. We do have one in Indiana. But ultimately, the goal would just to have a bigger footprint, have more locations, just create more opportunity and success for future franchisees or even our current ones as well. That's even evolving our model. One thing that we're just starting up this year is adding a relax and restore and a recovery amenity to some of our locations. So really focusing on not just the fitness side, but more of the wellness. So being more preventative, more self-care, and again, just offering more value to our current members and future members.
Differentiation and value are so critical, especially with ensuring that franchise owners are competitive and relevant in the marketplace. There's so many options. Really, no matter what service, product that you're offering, it's very rare that you're a standalone company. There's competition, there's other options. And so really standardizing additional revenue streams, but from the marketplace standpoint, what they care about is more value. So I love how you're diversifying the services that you're offering, but I would love to transition into a little bit more about yourself. As I had mentioned, really looking forward to learning and hearing more about how you are supporting owners. It's such a critical role and responsibility in franchising. So would you mind sharing with us what your specific role is and what you do on a day in, day out?
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of act as that liaison between our corporate office and the franchisees. So that's really the main focus of my role. It's constant communication with franchisees and even managers and our operators within the club too. But to just have those relationships, visiting the club, having a presence in the club as well too, is super important to us. But we look at, how can I help make a franchisee successful? We look at profitability, we look at budgets, we're looking at reports and numbers, and just how can we continue to grow their business? And it helps when you have someone from the outside looking in. So most of our franchisees are in their clubs on a day-to-day basis. So having a different opinion and just another set of eyes could be beneficial if we're missing something. But we work hand in hand. We do this together. We work as a support team for sure. And ultimately, I want everyone to be successful and all the clubs to grow and be successful as well too. So my day-to-day varies. It could be very different just depending on the day, which I love. I like having a different schedule every day and visiting the clubs. I'm a big people person. So building those relationships and just having that openness between, like I said, the corporate office and then our clubs as well.
Yeah, that liaison, as you'd mentioned, right? And the relationship between the home office and the franchise partners is paramount in delivering a consistent, reliable service it's all about the consumer, right? And so the more the franchise owners and home office can work together to strengthen that service, ensure consistency across the brand, it's paramount and the heartbeat of a franchise company, clearly. So when I say one of the most important roles in franchising, not exaggerating, and a lot of folks that come into franchising may not have owned a business before, right? So this is potentially their first business, their first time running a fitness company, first time running a service-based company. There's so many firsts, and having yourself there as a liaison between all the brand standards, processes, systems, everything that goes into being a business owner, it's so important. You had mentioned data. I'm curious how you use data to improve the results and day-to-day of franchise owners.
Yeah, so we track multiple KPIs and metrics, anywhere from like membership enrollments down to our freezes, class participation. So there's a lot that goes into our business. So when you're looking at these reports, we can really hone in and just do a deep dive if something seems off. It could be we had a bad week of weather and there was numbers were down. So there's a lot that would contribute to these numbers. So we really focus on doing a deep dive and just really optimizing how we can improve, where there's holes, what we can do better at.
So I know you guys have been working on streamlining some of your internal processes. Along the vein of our conversation here, can you share a little bit about what that's looked like?
Yeah. So our goal and focus is to really simplify things within all of our locations. So one thing that we are going to introduce here in quarter two is we will have kiosks in our locations where a member or a future member can utilize the kiosk. So this way it opens up our current staff to really be in the moment, coach, engage with our members, and again, build those relationships. So we're excited about that. We're excited to utilize a little bit more technology and just make it more efficient, easy for everyone within our location. So that's just one thing that we are we're focusing on right now to help streamline things.
Yeah, as you've been talking and thinking, what do you notice is probably one of the easiest things for franchise owners to catch on to when they're new in the business, where they come in, they really enjoy it. It's second nature. What is that for Fitness Premier?
You know, I think it varies on the franchisee. I think some people really navigate toward reports and the numbers and they like to see that, where I think another franchisee really enjoys developing their staff and really just watching the club build out and unfold. So I think it really honestly varies and just depends on the person. I think going into it and during the opening, there's a lot of excitement. It's a lot of information as well too. So it's a mix. There's the nervousness, there's the excitement. But all in all, I mean, that's really exciting time when we're opening up a new club.
Yeah, no kidding, right? That franchise owner is going into entrepreneurship and realizing their American dream. It's really a special experience. And I love how you took it where you took it. I didn't expect that, but it clearly speaks to what you've mentioned, which is you enjoy working with people. And what I'm saying is that you approached it as each individual has different skill sets, traits that they look at the world differently. And some are data driven and some are culture driven. And so I'm sure that's probably how you approach those day in, day out conversations, right? Realizing that, hey, I can't coach everybody the same way. Each person is unique, has different strengths, skill sets, interests. How do you approach your role from that standpoint?
I usually have a pretty good read on people and I can kind of tell where their head's at and what really how they make decisions, whether it's logical or emotional. So I think playing to their strengths, but then also understanding where they may need a little bit more attention for sure. So again, those conversations definitely vary. So someone who is data driven may need a little bit more work on the people aspect and growing their team, or opposite if someone's more in the business with the culture and needs a little bit more help understanding the data and the report. So I think key would be just identifying who that person is and how they learn and what they like to focus on for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're talking, I was kind of, again, I'm having these thoughts, right? You're getting my brain spinning here. What would you say is the category that Fitness Premier falls in the fitness space?
You know, we're kind of in the middle. We're not the studio that's only doing classes, but then we're not those massive gyms with the pools and the steam room and all of that. I think we're kind of in the middle there. And again, we really focus on overall wellness too. So I would say we're in a happy medium, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you mind going there a little bit more on the health and wellness side? Giving me more clarity on what you meant by that?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said earlier, we're slowly implementing and rolling out our relax and restore room. So recovery is incredibly important, not only physically, but mentally as well too. So our recovery rooms really look to be more preventive for injury, help mentally as well. Mm-hmm. We have different amenities that we offer, as far as like a sauna, we have a human touch chair, a hydro bed, there's Theraguns, there's different amenities that each club may offer, and it obviously varies. But I definitely think that's kind of the direction in which our kind of society is going. So we definitely want to encourage that as well. And we want to be a part of that growth too.
Yeah, mental health specifically, right? But
yeah,
fitness is clearly such a complementary part of living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, and it doesn't just stop at the gym. It's when you go home. It's how you take care of yourself. So that to us is very important as well. So again, that's why we really want to focus on more of our value that we're offering and more wellness space rather than just fitness.
Very innovative.
Mm-hmm. We're excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see how potential franchise owners would see this as a very marketable and competitive business model that is not like every other fitness company, and most certainly is breaking ceilings and on the cutting edge there of really what our society needs as a whole, which is more balance and education around how to take care of ourselves. And we're such busy bees in America, we oftentimes forget to take care of the temple, right? Which is our body and our headspace and overall health. And so what an amazing company and a service that you guys provide, clearly bringing very important services to local communities. And what's even better is that you're doing it in a way that allows people to achieve their American dream through franchise ownership, through business ownership. And having you as a coach and a liaison along the way to put those dots together, very cool. So there's so much that goes on with being a franchise owner, as we mentioned, learning the ins and outs, learning the business, and staying in sync with the home office, speaking to the franchise owner, of course. So your guys' team at the home office has been working to centralize all of these systems and processes, everything that goes into a franchise. Would you mind elaborating, sharing a little bit about what that centralizing of everything looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a wonderful support staff here. Again, we try and centralize everything to make it really easy business to run for a franchisee. The support that we offer goes anywhere from payroll to our financial department. We have an education and training department. We have a marketing department, and we even have club support. So our club support works with any customer calls, any membership changes that come through that we can help facilitate. So then it allows the teams in the club to really just focus on that in-person communication. So we really work hard to create these systems and then execute them. So then we have, you know, constant communication with our franchisees, with the club, and we have that support where they don't necessarily feel alone. If they have a question, they have someone that they can absolutely reach out to.
You've mentioned so many times allowing that owner to focus on the interaction with the customer.
Yes, we feel that's so important to us. We're in these smaller communities. Again, we want that family-like feel, and we want them to be excited to come into the clubs and to have familiar faces. So that's really the approach, is to really let them actually focus on their business and run it. So if there's anything on the back end that we can help take care of for them, we absolutely want to do that.
Sure. I would imagine that a big part of success in the long haul is member retention, keeping them for X period of time. I'm sure you have a target on what that average should be. But by doing things like having a kiosk at the check-in, where you don't have to build your relationship around, all right, let's get you checked in, let's talk about like the X's and O's here. Rather, it's greet, focus on the relationship, focus on the mental health, the goals, and what's relevant from a fitness and health standpoint. Makes a lot of sense. And clearly, as the franchisor, thinking ahead and having the big picture in mind of both the franchise owner, the customer, how do we make the business differentiated, deliver more value, and streamline it for the franchise owner? You're probably innovating and thinking about these different components pretty regularly as a home office, even if all of them don't get to the franchise owner. I'm sure that a lot of the brain power, if you will, is constantly thinking about how do we become more efficient? How do we make it easier for our owners? And how do we deliver more value to the customer? Do you have any of those sort of thoughts and just general brainstorming that's gone in that maybe hasn't made it to the consumers or the franchise owners?
So that is a constant topic for us. If I could show you a whiteboard right now, it says on there, how do we make things more efficient? So that's something that we're always working on. How can we make things more turnkey for a franchisee opening up one of our locations? How do we make it more streamlined? How do we make it more easy to operate and just more efficient? So that's a constant thing that we are working on the leadership team side, just to, again, make it more successful and just create more opportunities as well. So that is a constant topic of conversation, which I feel it probably will be for the foreseeable future as well, too, because we are always looking to improve ourselves and to keep working on ourselves.
Who's really the integrator on your team at home office?
So that would be our COO, Rick King. So he's really the one that's kind of navigating these conversations and just keeping them top of mind for sure.
Yeah, that CEO role so critical for taking all the visions, all the ideas, and logically integrating them into the current platform and playbook. So much fun being on the home office, yeah. Being able to lead the growth of this incredible fitness company. And as we've mentioned already, bringing so much unique value that is improving the lives of customers, people in local communities. So commend the work you guys are doing over there. I'm curious, somebody's new in your franchise and they're opening for the first time. What are some tips for them to be successful in doing just that opening?
I would say expect the unexpected. I think everything that's going to go wrong usually goes wrong in the first month. That just seems like how everything falls. But I think once you get past those rough waters and you stay optimistic and you stay driven and hungry, it'll eventually everything will fall into place. I definitely think patience is important, not lose sight of that. And again, just to keep staying positive and keep chugging along. I think that's huge. Mindset is huge when you're opening up a business.
Yeah, you're creating something that doesn't exist yet.
Yes, and it never fails. Technology, something wrong is going to happen with the computers or the scanner, something that never fails.
Yeah, and it's probably multiple things in the same day.
Exactly. When it rains, it pours. So,
yeah, and that's the incredible part of being an entrepreneur. And so many folks think about getting into business for, my goodness, decades in some cases. And they just never really take that step. They never take that leap. And I'm always so appreciative and really admire the franchise owners that do, because they are taking a step of faith and confidence in themselves, in the company that they're going into business with. And that is rare, but it's a beautiful thing because they're taking that step to making their American dream a reality. They're stepping into entrepreneurship. And I say all that as a long-winded way of saying that one of the amazing parts of being an entrepreneur is that you're constantly creating something that doesn't exist, right? And as a franchise owner, that's generally around your vision. What vision do you have for your location over the next year, over the next 2 years, for your team, for your customers, for the location, multiple locations? Those things don't exist until the work and the behavior is put in to create that reality. And in many cases, that's a franchise owner, as an owner operator, or maybe a small team, but that team grows over time. And that owner that's working in the business begins working on the business, and those skills grow. And eventually that vision is being transferred and communicated to a team. And that team is an extension of that franchise owner's vision. And so opening a location for the first time, it's really your first encounter. If you're new to entrepreneurship, it's your first encounter with that reality, that skill that really is built every time that you cast a vision and put in the work for it to become reality. There is oftentimes clunkiness, fumbling, what you can call as failures, maybe lessons that come along the way with making that a reality. This is clearly the heart of franchise ownership here, and just really has me going on. But I love that you led with that, because it's all about expectations and setting the right tone. And my goodness, if you can give franchise owners advice that, hey, look, the first phase, like, you know nothing about the business. You're probably new to business ownership as a whole. And frankly, everything's getting set up. So anytime there's set up, is you're going to have to troubleshoot. So you have all those components coming together. And it's like, look, be patient, have the right perspective, keep it all in perspective here. Remember, what's the big picture? Where are we at? That's your world, right? You're giving that context, you're reinforcing that perspective, and really level setting and walking next to your franchise partners as they're opening. Pretty neat. What other tips would you give to somebody new that's opening?
Yeah, we're in this together. This is a new marriage, so to speak. We're supporting each other for sure. So don't be afraid to ask for help. If we don't have an answer, we'll find an answer for you. I think that's incredibly important when opening up a new business or going into a new career. Having that support, so to speak, is crucial. You're not alone. The other people have gone through the same process. So having that support and feeling confident in that, I think is very important.
Yeah, we're in this together. And if I don't have the answer immediately, we will find you an answer. That is another gold nugget there that is just spoken like a pro. I love it.
Believe me, I don't know the answers of everything, and I will be the first to admit it. So I've asked several times. I'll get back to you. But yeah, I mean, that's, again, having the backing and the support is huge. So important. It's such a priority.
Yeah, there's so much humility in what you've been talking about. Humility from the standpoint that, look, it's not going to be perfect the first 30 days, and that's not the expectation. And it's okay for you to operate in that realm. Are you going to be comfortable in it? Probably not. But look, I'm here for you every step of the way, and it's not unusual. And we're in business together. Like, we're going to get through this together. And if you have any question whatsoever, I'm going to be here supporting you, troubleshooting, walking you through the playbook. And guess what? I may not have every answer, and that's okay.
It's a definite. Yeah, I don't have every answer.
Yeah, you may not execute beautifully and perfectly, and I may not have every answer perfectly and beautifully. And that's at the core of humility. There's grace in that. And I think that that is a wonderful way to set the foundation of this pivotal, this incredible relationship between a franchise owner and home office, again, aligned in serving the customer. Like, this is all about the customer. Like, we're opening this location and going through these troubleshooting and training you, your team, and getting you through your roadmap to opening. We're ultimately doing this for the customer. And we're united, as you mentioned earlier, essentially taking on a marriage, 10-year marriage here, but we're doing it together. And at the core of that is humility. Like, look, you may make some mistakes. We may not have all the answers all the time, but that's okay. We are in this together. And there's always an answer. It's not rocket science what we're doing here, right? We're not cutting atoms and protons and all these other things that, you know, are pretty out there. Like, we're opening a fitness business. There's thousands of them, right? But we are going to, at the core, have a relationship that is based on humility, open communication, trust, and knowing that we're in this together. So that's the beauty of the franchise model. We're in business for ourselves as franchise owners, but we are not in business by ourselves. What an incredible business model, a growth model, which you guys are clearly growing, expanding, taking this partnership to more customers, more markets. So again, I commend what you guys are doing. Specifically, I commend your role, because as you can see, it's such an important part of creating success in franchising. And when what you do is done right, which clearly, I mean, my gosh, you are showing that in spades. When you do what you do really well, franchise owners have every opportunity to be successful and have the support and the partnership in the relationship that they need. So again, I think so highly of what you do day in and day out. So much of what you guys do is about the people, the culture. And something that I also admire about your company is that you hire from within. And so why do you guys do that?
Oh, we love to do that. I think that the majority, actually, of our franchisees have started in different roles and positions within the club. One started as a personal trainer. One started as a kids room attendant. So it's so gratifying and rewarding to just see them grow, see them have more opportunities and more success. So for us, hiring and promoting from within really allows us to grow with them too. But also, if we can see that we have someone that has that drive and the compassion and the excitement, why not take advantage of that? Like, why not give them opportunities and just help better themselves and make a career out of it? So we really love to do that. Not saying that we wouldn't have an outsider by any means, but I definitely think it's more impactful for us to watch someone go through the ranks and go through all the different roles. So that's important to us as well. We love to just see that growth. And again, all around, we just want people to have success. So whether that's individual, from a club level, from our corporate side, we all have that common goal here.
Mm. Yeah. So oftentimes, right, in franchising, really any franchisor has three customers: the end consumer, someone coming in to fitness company, coming through those doors. They're there to get in shape, take care of their health, their wellness. And then you have the franchise owner and everything that goes into supporting them to better support the customer. And then you have the home office. And that's a lot of what you're talking about there, is promoting from within when it comes to the home office. And that provides a career. And that is changing somebody's life, much like the health of a customer that comes into your fitness store, or a franchise owner that obtains the American dream of entrepreneurship. But with the home office, you're giving them a career and a long-term opportunity where they know that they can level up. They have the opportunity to get promoted. And it's not about just, hey, show up, clock in, clock out. But if you really develop your skills, you understand the brand, and you're willing to be coached and grow your skill sets, there's other opportunities here for you. Like, the sky's the limit, and we're growing, and we're going to need you on the team. And if you're the right person on the bus, like, look, the seat may not exist. We'll create it for you if you're the right person. And frankly, you may move up in the bus, but once you're on the bus and we're growing, we need you. So let's grow together, much like franchise owners, and love it. And you guys are clearly doing business the right way. What's an example of somebody that you've seen level up career-wise and be promoted from within?
Yeah. So we actually just recently had someone, he was an assistant manager, again, grew, took some opportunities. He was dedicated. He was excited. And now we just are kind of remodeling and rebranding one of our older clubs. And he had opportunity to have a percentage of ownership now. So watching him kind of create and build was so exciting. And that was something that we were really excited about too. And just watching that unfold, is absolutely deserving of it. And again, we're just excited because he has way more opportunities down the road. This is just the stepping stone.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you. I feel like every single time you answer a question, I get more and more excited.
I love it.
Yeah. What you do is so incredible in franchising, and you work for a company that is truly doing business the right way. And love that example, right? I'm sure his hair caught on fire when he knew he was going to get some ownership there. And it just, his reality for what's possible just expanded. And you just changed his life. And you just gave him an incredible opportunity. And like you said, it's just the first of many. So let's go, right?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
That's the beauty of the franchise model. It's a growth model. We're able to impact more customers, more folks that want business ownership, that are a good fit for our business, that provides them the lifestyle and lines up with their skills. And then at the home office, providing real career opportunities that help change lives, doing some incredible work. Another thing that I really appreciate about Fitness Premier is your home office being so focused on franchise owners coming first. What does that mean? What does that look like day in, day out?
The first thing whenever we are discussing any type of rollout or any type of change or adjustment or something new, we always think of it from the franchisee's perspective first. So we want to make sure that it is a good move for both Fitness Premier and the franchisee. The last thing we want to do is put something on them that they may be uncomfortable with or they may not agree with. So we always try and take that stance on how would this be perceived? How is this going to be executed? So we really put thought into everything that we roll out or anything that we do. It's not necessarily just a spur of the moment decision. So have a pretty good process in place there.
Yeah. I mean, it's their business too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, absolutely. And again, they're looking to us as that support. So we're a team here. So we want to make sure it's good for everyone.
Yeah. And all too often, right? So the reason why I wanted to hear your perspective on this was not every franchise company subscribes to franchise owners coming first, right? And much like not every corporation is kind of has that upside down pyramid approach. It can be pretty top down. And hey, look, here's the policy, here's the system, here's the playbook change, implement it and let us know if you have any questions on how to implement it, but don't ask questions about why we're doing it kind of thing, right? But having a mentality of franchise owners coming first means that, okay, you have so many changes, innovations, especially being an emerging brand like Fitness Premier, you can be super competitive, agile in the market, make changes and adjust as needed, which is all too common in a competitive marketplace. But all these changes, if they're just announced, well, again, going back to this is the franchise owner's business as well. So Yeah, I mean, I love that you guys have the owner's interests and opinions in mind, because there is a practical implication. There's also a political implication. And yeah, of course, legal implication. But yeah, any decision as a home office sounds like, as you just mentioned, you guys are running it through that lens. You know, hey, is this practical? Politically, hey, how is this going to be perceived and talked about amongst the franchise system? Because I'll tell you what, people are going to talk, it's going to be discussed. And that's the beauty of a franchise, is the community and communication that does happen. So yeah, I love it. What's an example of a new process that was introduced, and how did the franchise owners take to that?
Yeah, I think our new group training that we are starting to roll out, it's a fresh lens, so to speak. It's new programming, but you know, there's a lot of other things that go into consideration with this. There's more equipment, so there's more cost. You really have to be in a bigger space, so your footprint might be a little bit bigger. So you may have to do some expansion or some construction. So all that definitely goes into play as far as like training your instructors properly. So what process does that look like? So just getting everyone up to speed and really understanding why we're doing it, how it's going to be beneficial, and just almost creating that buy-in and getting them excited for it.
Yeah, absolutely. My goodness, you really took a swing there. Build out changes for build outs. They're not always like that, right? But clearly that's a big change and exciting one. Obviously is creating additional revenue streams, more value for the customer, really tying back to some of what you mentioned earlier. But yeah, what a great example of, hey, look, we have to evolve, be competitive, and deliver against our brand promise and do it with more and more stickiness in the competitive landscape. And so, yeah, it's a great example. But you being there, again, having that relational equity, a strong relationship with the owners, you've been step for step, and that bridge from the franchise owner to the home office, you can see that in play there, such an important part of Fitness Premier. I feel like I could talk to you for like another hour at least, but
yeah, we'll have to do this again, Nick. We'll have to do another one.
But I got one more question for you. Why do you love franchising so much?
I love it. I think it just really broadens your horizons and your opportunities. So the franchisee, to become an entrepreneur that has systems in place, you don't have to recreate the wheel. You already know what's going to work, what's going to be successful, and almost like a playbook of how to make this your dream and to become your own boss. So I think it really provides just a little bit more. So you're not learning as you go, you have that proven process behind you. So again, just creating more opportunities to be an entrepreneur and to have that support as well.
I echo what you just said 10 times over. And this conversation has most certainly been everything I had hoped for. Fitness Premier, 24/7 clubs. They're an incredible organization, doing business the right way, and predominantly there in the Midwest, but quickly bringing their very niched and value-packed service to many more markets across the country. Jillian, if anyone is interested in getting in touch with you, how can they reach out?
Yeah, absolutely. So you could visit our website, which is fitnesspremierclubs.com. You can see everything there is that Fitness Premier offers. On there is a section for future franchisees or opportunities for franchise development. And through there, we can start the communication.
Reach out, continue the conversation. But in terms of our show today, please subscribe. It helps us to continue doing this, bringing you content from thought leaders like Jillian Morris here with Fitness Premier Clubs. Contribute to the conversation. Drop a comment down below. We've covered so many gold nuggets here. Would love to know your contributions. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show.